Hi, my name is Bill Bourne, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM in Winnipeg.
Oh, I have 50 cents to go. I have a smile to go along. Yeah, yeah. Everywhere we go, everyone we know likes pie and ice cream. Yeah, every flavor, every kind. And people are dancing in the street. Whoa. And all around the world, everywhere we go, everyone we know likes pie and ice cream. Hey, hey. And the soldier put his gun down for pie and ice cream. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause little children everywhere like pie and ice cream too. Oh, and no one gets sad. No, no one gets mad. No, everybody's glad about pie and ice cream. Oh, come on, we can get along. Yeah, come on, we can work it out. 'Cause everywhere we go, everyone we know likes pie and ice cream. Oh, all around the world, hey, everywhere we go, everyone we know likes pie and ice cream. Hey, hey.
It's a messed up place. Just when you think it couldn't get any more messed up, some dictator asshole goes and invades another country just because he feels like he can. And, you know, we got crazies honking their horns downtown here in Canada and talking about freedom. And you want to talk about freedom, you moron? Turn on the news. Go to Ukraine for a while. Talk about freedom, idiot. Anyway, so there's lots of idiots out there, and there's lots of division, there's lots of nastiness and, like, problems in the world. So sometimes it's good to focus on the things we can agree on, like pie and ice cream. So thank you for that. Bill Bourne, welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show, Home of great pie and ice cream. We love our ice cream around here, and every once in a while when the sun shines just right, Jane will make an amazing pie, and I'll eat almost all of it because I'm a fat pig and I love pie and ice cream. And what the hell am I talking about? When's this show actually going to start? Is this going on air? Can we edit this out later? My name's Jeff. You can check out tellthebandtogohome.com. You can send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. And I love it when you do. I love to hear from folks. Good to hear from folks. I hope the folks are all well. I do appreciate you being out there. Can you hear that weird noise? There's a weird noise. Maybe I should go back to broadcasting live so I have an excuse for rambling on like this. Anyway, thanks to everybody who dropped a note about last week's show. I wish I didn't have to do last week's show. It was an emotional one for sure. Celebrating the life and career of Dallas Good and the Sadies. And if you missed that show, some incredible music there that you should check out. And in 2 hours, I couldn't nearly fit it all in. So there's more gems out there for sure. But I think we did a pretty good job of covering it. And I thank all the folks who sent in their kind words about the show and about Dallas Good. And so I'm glad you enjoyed it. And all right. This week we not quite the same, but we kicked off the show with Canadian folk legend Bill Bourne. And Bill Bourne, we just found out this week, Bill Bourne's he's sick. He's in a bad way. He's got the cancer, and it sounds like it's not a very fun cancer. And Bill Bourne, if you don't know Bill Bourne is like, he kind of radiates positivity and love and joy. He's a weird, weird dude. He's kind of like Canada's Yoda, actually. You kind of have a conversation with Bill. It kind of goes that same way. You're kind of like, this sounds like you're really smart, but I have no idea what you're talking about. That's kind of like talking to Bill Bourne, and I'll talk more about that in a minute, but we want to encourage you, if you like the folk music, if you like people who bring positivity and joy into the world, go to GoFundMe.com and look up Help Bill Heal. It's Bill Bourne's daughter, Emily, is trying to raise some money for Bill. Not only has he been dealing with the COVID crap, not being able to work, and Bill, He's a touring machine. He never kind of stops. He never sits in one place. He's always out there. And he hasn't been able to tour, obviously. But now he's also got the cancer, and he's got to fight the good fight and stay strong. And so anyways, glad to chip in on that one for sure. Icon Bill Bourne. You can also check out his Bandcamp page. Good place to support him and donate as well. And he's got some great records up there. And of course, Bandcamp, one of the best ways to support artists. If you buy stuff from Bandcamp, the vast majority of that will go directly in the artist's pocket. So you might want to check out BillBourneSongs.bandcamp.com. And pick yourself up some of Bill's fabulous records. Or you can buy his full digital discography like I did. And I'll play a couple of tracks off a couple of those records right now. And send some love and strength to Bill Bourne. And I want to start it off with legendary folk duo Bourne and McLeod. Now, Bourne and McLeod, the first time I saw Bourne and McLeod, I had no idea what I was getting into. I believe it was when I was volunteering at the West End Cultural Center in the late 90s, and Bourne and McLeod, one of many bands that I was kind of thrust into as a result of volunteering there. And if you don't know, so Bill's like a folky, bluesy singer-songwritery guy, and Alan McLeod is this crazy bagpiper guy. And as crazy as that sounds, it was like the most energetic, fun thing. It was like going to a frat party, I would imagine. I've never been to a frat party, but I would imagine Bourne and McLeod shows were kind of like that. There was some drinking involved and some dancing and some merriment. and it was always a good time. And I want to play you something now from their legendary record, the title track, in fact, to Dance and Celebrate. This is Born in McLeod.
La 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 la, la 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 la, together. Brothers, love is dear. Together we will overcome. Oh, dance and celebrate your freedom from the evil one. The King of Kings is here. Come on and dance and celebrate. Come on and dance and celebrate. Yeah, yeah, boom, dance and celebrate. The Prince of Peace is here. All the nations of the world, come on and dance and celebrate. You know that peace and joy come from the word. Your brothers. Oh, and we don't study war no more. Come on, dance and celebrate. Oh, we'll welcome at our neighbor's door. The King of Kings is here. Come on, dance and celebrate. Come on, dance and celebrate. Yeah, yeah, dance and celebrate. The Prince of Peace is here. Six gun by my side, stick 'em on my honey, now be my
dusty road, swim across the icy cold greasy, hold on a train or on down the line, leave a little poor girl far behind. Airplanes flying by my door, take me far away from my lonesome blue. Rocket ships are roaring in the sky, bring me to my true love by and by. If you're gonna give your love to me, if you're gonna take me, take me now. If you're gonna love me true, be my little darling, I'll love you. Kiss me in the morning of my youth, kiss me in the day I'm old and gray. I'm a brave heart to be loving you, your deep sweet love take away my blue. Come on and hold me in my fear, baby, take away my empty heart. Oh, I got a six gun by my side, sticking up my honey, now be my bride. And if you're gonna give your love to me, if you're gonna take me now. If you're gonna love me true, be my little darling, I'll love you. Snow is lying round, hunker down, stay warm, hunker down. Leaves turn to brown and the mercury goes down, hunker down, stay warm, hunker down. Hunker down, stay warm, hunker down. Hunker down, stay warm, hunker down. Down, play guitar, sing along, stay warm like you are, hunker down, stay warm. Old sun burning down, and it's hot down on the ground, hunker down. Stay cool, hunker down. On the hot summer day, find a place in the shade. Hunker down, stay cool, hunker down. Hunker down, stay cool, hunker down. Hunker down, stay cool, hunker down. Hunker down, play guitar. So long, stay cool like you are, hunker down, stay cool, hunker down, stay warm, hunker down, hunker down, stay warm, hunker down, hunker down, play guitar, sing along, stay warm like you are, hunker down, stay cool.
Bill Bourne there for you, hunker down, kind of a perfect COVID anthem when it came out a couple of years ago, even though it was written long before. Hopefully Bill's hunkered down and resting up and able to take care of himself, and hopefully some love and support will help Bill heal. You can check out Help Bill Heal on GoFundMe. In just a week, raised like $30,000 for Bill, which is pretty nice, pretty impressive, you know. Bill, he's a kooky guy. If you ever want to have your mind messed with, you ask Bill about the 100-year plan, and if it makes any sense to you, please let me know what the hell he's talking about, because I never understood it. Bill, he's an interesting guy. He's a spiritual guy. He's in touch with the universe. I should tell you, by the way, that's from Bill's album, A Love Fandango. I think that's the most recent one. We also heard Stick 'Em Up Baby from the album Farmer, Philanthropist, and Musician. And from Born in McLeod, we heard Dance and Celebrate. Of course, after Born in McLeod, there was Born in Johnson. He toured with Shannon Johnson for a long time. There was Tricontinental with Madagascar Slim and Lester Quitsaw. They were great. And all kinds of other things. So here's another one of my crazy stories, right? In 2003, I'm hosting Free Range Radio, or co-hosting or helping out. I don't know. I still don't know which. Free Range Radio on Monday nights with Howard Manshine, and Howard would have tons of guests on the show. He always had great guests on the show, and he invites Bill Bourne to come on the show. And Bill Bourne, interesting character, I was always trying to help Bill. I would communicate with the artists and try to explain where to go and how to get to the university, because as much as I love having guests down at the university, it's a confusing place. It's like, how do you explain where to go? There's like 1,000 buildings. They all look the same, except for the one right in the middle. So it's hard because there's no real address for University Center, and the parking out front is really expensive. So I never park there. So it's like, anyway, So I offer to, as I sometimes did, I offer to drive Bill down there. And Bill's like, well, we got the van. We'll bring the van, but you could meet us somewhere and we'll go in the van together. And I was like, okay. So I was living in West Broadway on Spence Street, and we decided to meet in Osborne Village. And so I just walked down to Osborne Village, and I was like, well, where should we meet? And Bill, I guess before he came to the radio station, he wanted to go have Thai food in Osborne Village. His favorite place to eat was this Thai restaurant in Osborne Village. So I'm like, well, I'll just meet you at the Thai restaurant in Osborne Village. Okay, maybe some of you know what's going to happen next, but I didn't. So I walked down to Osborne Village, and I walked down, and as you walk over the bridge there from West Broadway, from the ledge there, just at whatever street that is, River, I guess. There's that big building, and there's a Thai restaurant in there. And I'm like, oh, cool, there's the Thai restaurant. So I go up, and there's nobody there. There's like nobody in this place. I'm like, is Bill Bourne here? They don't know what I'm talking about. They're like, you can hang out for a bit and see if Bill Bourne shows up. And Bill Bourne, he's an interesting cat. So I figure, well, maybe he's late, you know. Maybe Bill Bourne's late. And Bill Bourne doesn't have a cell phone at this time, you see. He prefers to, I don't know, be in touch with the universe spiritually as opposed to on a cell phone. So I can't get in touch with Bill to see if he's late. I don't know what's happening. So I just kind of wait around. And I'm waiting around so long that I'm like, I'm going to be late for the show soon. So I phone Jared at the station. And I'm like, Jared, I need your help. I don't know what to do. I'm waiting for Bill Bourne. I can't find him. And he hadn't heard from Bill Bourne, but he, you know, Jared being the nice guy that he is, he decided to work the board for Howard and take care of Howard and make sure the show was running while I waited for Bill Bourne. And he's like, well, wait a little bit more for Bill Bourne. And so I waited a little bit more, and Bill Bourne didn't show up. And I can't remember. I phoned Jared, and I can't remember which. I'm sure it was Jared, because he's smarter than me. He's like, well, isn't there more than one Thai restaurant in Osborne Village? And it turns out that there is more than one, or there was at the time anyway. more than one Thai restaurant in Osborne Village. So I realized that I'm probably at the wrong Thai restaurant. So I go running down the street, you know, back over where you know, Music Trader used to be. Not Music Trader, whatever it was called. Into the Music used to be, you know, down there. By the way, it used to be like a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then it was a Thai restaurant, and I don't know what it is now. But so anyways, I go down there, and Bill Bourne's not there. He's long gone. So at this point in time, like, I've walked down there from my house. So I either got to walk back to my house and get my car and haul ass down to the station or hop on a bus. So I decide to hop on a bus. Now, if any of you know anything about Winnipeg Transit, you know that it's probably faster to walk most of the time. So I'm late and whatever. And I'm super late. Like, there's not even much point in going to the show at this point because I'm just going to be so late. But I decide to go and whatever. And I get down there on the bus. It's probably, you know, 7:30 or something. The show's over at 8. And I go in. And who's on the air singing, like, right that second, but Bill friggin' Bourne. Bill Bourne. He's there in the studio, hasn't let me know what's going on. And he was late as well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe he was waiting around for me, too. I don't know. But he was late as well. And Howard, like I said, he had many guests. So he had Jeff Berner on the phone that day, and Jeff Berner's interview was scheduled for whatever, 7:30. And Bill had just gotten there and was playing. So as Howard would sometimes do, and this was the magic of Howard Manshine, he would kind of get artists to, like, just talk to each other. And then at one point he's like, we got Bill in the studio with his guitar. We got Jeff in his house in Vancouver on the phone. Do you think you guys could play a song together? It's like, what are you talking about? Like, what could Bill Bourne and Jeff Berner jam on over the phone with no preparation? And, well, here's what they came up with.
I think I'll sing a verse of Goodnight Irene.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
There we go. Ready?
Sure.
Oh,
sorry, Jeff. I probably thought you didn't appreciate the flat D.
Oh, you know, I plan to be flat also. I mean, E flat.
Yeah.
Something. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes when I am on radio, I'm worried I might drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night.
Good night,
Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with thinking in my heart, in my pockets full of sin. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good,
And the women all were fast. Well, and there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall. And the sun always shines. She'll be flying on my home in about 3 hours' time. Well, this old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. 'Cause I'm stuck here on the ground. Cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
And then our station manager asked if he could play any Gordon Lightfoot songs, which, you know, makes perfect sense. But Bill, being as great as he is, he did it. He also did, with a little help from my friends that night, I think, on Free Range Radio. And 2003, Good Times with Bill Bourne. And then, and then because I'd taken the bus down there, you know, whatever, Bill offered to give me a ride home. And Bill was like living in this van, and it was kind of exactly like what you'd imagine. If you know anything about Bill Bourne, if you imagined him living in a van, it was exactly like that, except there was this young girl in there. And so Bill and I walk out to the van and open up, and there's this young girl like sleeping in the back of the van, and she was on the road with Bill all the time. And anyways, so she's just hanging out in the back, and Bill's driving me home. It was quiet. It was like, I don't know what to talk to this guy about. I didn't want to talk about the 100-year plan again. So I'm like, so what do you guys listen to while you're on the road? And Bill looks at me quite seriously while he's driving, and he says, I don't listen to music. Like, okay, Bill. Bill Bourne. Anyway, okay, so... So help out Bill Bourne. I've seen Bill Bourne 100 times. I've seen him at Trout Forest. I've seen him in Lac de Bonnie. I've seen him play at Center Court at Portage Place. All over the place. Always a good time when Bill Bourne's around. We hope he gets better soon. Good luck to Bill Bourne. Anyways, here's another character I've got stories about, and they're getting weirder all the time. But transitioning to new music from the upcoming record, which apparently is almost ready to go, should be winging over soon, from the upcoming record, Mostly Peaceful. Here's a song. Well, I think when you get right down to it, it's a song about me.
A shooting star in Jeff's backyard, leave a trail of green. I heard an apple fall from the apple tree, then bounce off the trampoline. It's almost August in Winnipeg, feel loved and lucky and free. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It means a whole wide world to me. Mark's got tractor troubles and Joy's cooking us gumbo before we head off to green. And we'll be crushing cans, we'll be making plans, and all the in-betweens. Even though you know that we're never not working just as much as me.
I was such a pain.
Thank you for letting me sleep here. It feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It means a whole wide world to me. Never felt so at home away from home than when I'm sitting at Pat and Dad's. God must have broke the mold when he made used to. Now he's too afraid to make his again. Now who would have thunk this stinky little town would become a second home to me? Thank you for letting me sleep here. It feels so good just to be here. Letting me sleep here, it means a whole wide world to me. I've spent so much of my time around strangers, so much that they're not strangers anymore. I've been here and there, I've been everywhere. Now I've made everywhere my home. And your steady breathing reminds me of the ocean, and I get lost in your heartbeat. Good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. Oh, thank you for letting me sleep here. It feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It means a whole wide
I was such a great dancer when I was three. The glory days of my infant phase, the time before reality. Introduced me to the concept there was a ceiling to be and me. Before the fall, before I hit the wall, I still wanna be. When I was lonely and square, if I could travel time, I'd tell that pal of mine not to give a flying care about being famous, staying nameless. That walking backwards can be dangerous. Sidecars while posing, lining up to be seen. Out of people's manner, without really knowing what that means. We were party cats, saying fancy that. Yeah, we were all chasing. Say, call it heresy, I still piano. It makes a song sound smooth. I sit and listen on my flower couch when I'm in the mood. Embracing every moment, not thinking all the time. A path is just a road I walk. I'm not looking for any signs. Thing is, at the end of the day, you can dress me up. Can't tell me what to say. Call it heresy. I still wanna be.
It follows me along my road, and even in the noon sun, it swallows me and won't let go. I will follow you.
A shadow, and it follows me along my way, and only in the darkness I let caution slip away. I will follow you.
I will follow you. I will follow. Shadow, and I whisper things just you can hear. And even when you think I'm gone, I never disappear. Never disappear.
Never disappear.
Road.
Together, straight or stumble, I will never let you go. I will follow you.
I will follow you. I will follow you.
Thank you.
Abigail LaPelle there with a song called Ships from her upcoming record, Stolen Time, a record so good, Terry and I both have two copies of it coming. Oh, Terry. So she announced this record, and I get the email, and it's this beautiful green, olive green vinyl. I'm like, I got to have that. And, you know, sometimes when I know Terry's going to want something, I'll buy Terry a copy too, or he'll buy me a copy. So I say, hey, Terry, I'm going to order this. I assume you'll want one too. I'll get you one. Is that okay? He says, yeah, sure. No problem. So I ordered it. A couple of weeks later, he sends me an email, says, hey, I hope you don't mind. I ordered you a copy of the new Abigail LaPelle record. It looks so beautiful, I had to order it. So if anybody wants to buy a copy of the record, Terry and I each have an extra. I mean, it might be so nice. Maybe we want to. I don't know. Harold Fair in there. Harold, that was kind of our house concert set. Sunset Saloon alumni, sort of. I mean, Abigail, she never actually played here, but she wanted to play here, but she called me Rob all the time, so I dumped her off on Terry, and the rest is history, and she's still calling me Rob to this day. Harold Fair in there before that, featuring Andrew from Sun Parlor Players and Miranda Mulholland. They got a new record coming out, but teasing us a bit with an acoustic version of a song called Shadow, which I don't understand. I had this conversation the other day, like releasing acoustic versions of songs that are mostly acoustic in the first place. Like, I don't really, there's nothing that's not acoustic on a Harold Fair record in the first place. So why do they release an acoustic version of acoustic songs? I don't know, but it's not at all right. I'm all right. I like that track because Andrew was in my left headphone and Miranda is in my right headphone. So, like, if you're a big Andrew fan like I am, you can just take the right cup off and it sounds like just an Andrew thing. Or if you're a big Miranda Mulholland fan, you can take off the left one and she's over there. Try it. Lynn Hansen in there before that. She's played the house. We heard Hip Like Cohen from her upcoming record, Ice Cream, in November. She sounds a lot like, got a jazzy thing going on. Sounded a lot like Aaron McEwen on there. Remember Aaron McEwen? I thought that's what came to mind when I heard that track. Different stuff. Written and recorded with our pal Blair Michael Hogan, who also played on some of the new Brock Zeman record, Mostly Peaceful. We heard Thank You for Letting Me Sleep Here, a song that was being written right where I'm sitting is where that song started coming to life. I mean, I assume he was sitting here and maybe he was sitting over there or maybe over there, but I don't know. But song that came to life in my basement. You know the Jeff's Backyard that he's talking about in that song? That's me. And Jane, of course. What the hell should I play now? I don't know. I should stop talking if I talk too much. Maybe I'll leave you with this one. Not guys who've ever played my house, but I know they used to do house concerts before they became like the biggest thing in the world. Anyways, here's a team up made in heaven. Local guys done good. We got some brand new music here for you from the Bros Landreth. But first, check this out. American superstar, icon, legend Bonnie Raitt just announced a new record, and the first single written by the Brothers Landreth. OMG.
It starts out slow. Go ahead and go. Pretty soon the melody is like a rainstorm tin roof symphony. But it starts out slow. It goes on and on for way too long. It always ends on a bad note. If you could dance it all, the quiet behind a slamming door. so quiet behind a slamming door. Break of a heart that won't break no more. Get our way.
It makes me wanna stick around for more than just a couple days. Must be something in the atmosphere that's got me spinning in your space. I could put some roots in the ground, a fixed address beneath my name. Something in the way you are, something in the way you like this place. I just wanna stay. I just wanna stay a little longer. Maybe we could be a family, and maybe I could even make some friends. Myself a day job, 9 to 5, gonna meet those ends. There's no use in complaining.
More slick mid-tempo jams coming up after a break. Stick with us. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.